You're listening to the Glen Lola Collegiate School AS Biology Podcast.
Hello, I'm Rachel Blackmore, and today I'm doing a podcast on the encouraging of biodiversity. There are many ways of promoting biodiversity in Northern Ireland, many involving use of farmland, such as the management and planting of new hedgerows. Hedgerows provide a great deal of habitat for many species, and also act as wildlife corridors for many species, such as mammals, birds, reptiles, amphibians and so on, which allow these animals to move between habitats and maintain their genetic diversity. Practice is the use of polyculture over monoculture. This is planting different crops in the same field, and this has many benefits as it improves the species diversity by providing more habitats, and it has benefits for the farmers as well, as it may attract the predator for the pest that's preying on another crop. Other practices include the increasing use of natural fertilizers such as farmyard manure, as it promotes the crumb structure, which will encourage more species in the soil, and it's less likely to run off and cause eutrophication, which can impact on biodiversity. Also, there's the use of more specific pesticides, which are only toxic to a few species and target the pests and not any other species in the area. And other ways of promoting biodiversity while reducing pests on farmland is the use of pest management schemes, which introduces natural predators of crop pests a lot, such as ladybirds, which will prey on aphids instead of using artificial pesticides, which could harm the environment and the creatures living there. Also, there is there are government initiatives to improve biodiversity, such as designating special areas for protection. I'm going to explain some of these areas of special scientific interests are areas that have been identified by ecological surveys as containing valuable plant and animal species, and they're managed with the cooperation of landowners. There's over 200 ASSIs in Northern Ireland, and one example would be Drumlisleen. There's also special areas of conservation, which are given special protection under the EU Habitats Directive to help conserve the more seriously habitats and species across Europe, and there are 54 SACs in Northern Ireland, one of which is Peatlands Park. There are also special protection areas, which are given special protection under the European Commission on the Protection of Wild Birds, as important areas for breeding, overwintering, migrating birds. There are 15 SBAs in Northern Ireland, and the most famous example would be Rathlin Island. There are areas of importance for plant and animal conservation, and there's 50 in Northern Ireland, such as Banagher Glen, and the least common of these is the marine nature preserves, and the purpose of these is to conserve a range of marine organisms on the seashore and the seabed, and at the moment Northern Ireland only has one marine nature reserve, which is Strangford Lock. Okay, I'm out.